أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. This is the beginning of the next surah, Surah Jumu'ah. Towards the end, Allah explains the importance and the etiquette and how we should prepare and go for Jumu'ah namaz. Here in the beginning, as in the previous surah, Allah Ta'ala had informed Isa alayhi salatu wassalam to inform the people of the coming of the final Nabi of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as the companions of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam spread his deen, the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam and his followers are also encouraged to spread his deen. The Khulafa'i Rashideen, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, left no stones unturned in spreading the deen in the whole world. Right from right till China, Iran, Persia, India, Rome, everywhere they went and they spread the deen of Allah Ta'ala of the existing world at that time. So Allah Ta'ala starts the surah with his praises and then explains the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and what a great blessing it is. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah ki paaki bolta hai jo kuch hai aasmano mein aur jo kuch hai zameen mein. Whatever there is in the heavens and the earth, all of it is engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is a leaf, whether it is a stone, whatever it is, everything in its way, what life Allah has given it to it, it's minimal life, but it is expressing the greatness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. From there, man should also take a lesson. When all these other things are engaged in the dhikr of Allah, then when man has been made the best of Allah's creation, how much shouldn't he engage in the dhikr of Allah? And we should ask ourselves, how much zikr do we make? How much do we remember Allah Ta'ala? Al-Malik, Badshah, Allah is He who is the absolute King. He is in fact Malikul Muluk, the King of Kings. He is the most greatest. Al-Quddus, Pak Zat, He is completely pure. Yet there are no deficiencies in Allah Ta'ala whatsoever. Faults are out of the question. Natural weaknesses like old age, catching a flu, and feeling sleepy, none of these weaknesses are in Allah. He is completely pure of all these things. Al-Aziz, Zabardast, He is the all-powerful. And He is that powerful being that overpowers everyone together also. He is the greatest and the most powerful. Al-Hakim, Hikmatuwala, and He is full of wisdom. All wisdom lies with Allah Ta'ala. That great power of Allah, Allah uses it according to His wisdom and not just haphazardly. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. وَهِي هَي جِسْنَي وُٹْحَایَا أَنْپَرُوْ مِنْ ایک رسول انہی میں کا. And Allah's one great favor that Allah Ta'ala had sent a rasool to those people who are unlettered, who are not learned. Amongst the Arabs, there were very, very few people who could just read and write. Otherwise, the vast majority of them were unlettered. They could not read, they could not write. And they had almost the worst qualities that could ever be in mankind. They would write down at the bottom every terrible evil that a person can think of was prevalent in them. And Allah showed a great favor to take them out from that abyss of darkness, from the total ignorance and the feuds and fights they used to have with one another. Allah sent a Rasul to take them out from them. And what was the work of the Rasul, which is in turn the work of the Ummat also? Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. سناتا ہے ان کو اس کی آیتیں
that Allah Ta'ala's Rasul used to recite the Quran Sharif to the people and thereby invite them towards Allah Ta'ala. So that is an important aspect, that we learn to read Quran Sharif, we read Quran Sharif, and the message of the Quran Sharif, we must try and pass it on to others also. Even our own Muslim brothers and the non-Muslims also, we should give them the message of the Quran. But that we can only do if we know it ourselves. So we should try and learn the Quran Sharif also, or at least the message of the Quran, all of us know what the Quran teaches. We should teach this to others. We should learn Quran and recite Quran as well. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ اور ان کو سوارتا ہے. And then the work of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the second duty, to purify them. Purify them of all evil qualities, like disbelieving in Allah, associating partners with Allah, pride, jealousy, hatred, miserliness. All these qualities a person should be purified of. So we also have to make effort to purify ourselves, and then those who are we are in contact with, not only to invite them to Islam, but then to, after they have been, they accept Islam, or those who have accepted Islam, to purify them of all these base and evil qualities. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ اور سکھلاتا ہے ان کو کتاب اور عقل مندی. And then to teach the kitab, the more details of the Quran Sharif then should be taught. This is in the present times, like the maktab we have where the children read the Quran Sharif. Then like the khanqa, where the purification of the soul takes place. And then the Darul Ulooms, where the Quran Sharif is taught in detail and hadith is taught in detail. So all this functioning has to carry on, and then it should not just stop there, but then promote it and teach it, the work of tabligh and da'wat, and spread the message to all the people. To the non-Muslims also this message should be spread. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ اور اس سے پہلے وہ پرے ہوئے تھے سریح بھول میں. And also just imagine, today we see that the Kaaba is there in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, Masjid Nabawi, we see Deen there. But before this, before the advent of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were completely drowned in all ignorance. What terrible qualities they had, what a terrible life they had led, as far as even material things, great poverty existed there. Totally ignorant, they could not understand anything, and just fighting with one another all the time. This was their life, a very, very difficult life. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to them, and not only to them, wa akharina minhum lamma yalhaqu bihim, aur uthaya rasool ko ek dusre logo ke waste bhi unme se jo abhi nahi mile unme. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to other people also, not only the Arabs. And those other people, Allah says, at the time of the revelation of this ayat and the surah, they haven't still joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his mission. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum when Surah Jumu'ah was revealed. Then he recited it to them. When he recited and he came to this ayat, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ, the Sahaba asked radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who are those other people who haven't still come in the fold of Islam and are going to come in the future? Hazrat Salman Farisi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was of Persia, today's Iran, he was also in that gathering. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his hand on him and he said, his people, the people of Persia. And from there the Mufassirin have deduced that this refers particularly to Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, who was born from them. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if knowledge has to reach the star, the Suraya star, he will even reach there and he will bring the knowledge from there. This shows that what a great position Allah Ta'ala had given to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, that he was foretold about his greatness at the time of the revelation of the Quran to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ اور وہی ہے زبردست حکمت والا. And all this Allah has done with His great power. Otherwise, if a person looks at it with its logistics, it was impossible that the Arabs could accept Islam, forget them spreading Islam. And what qualities they were having before they accepted Islam, and what farishtas they were made after they accepted Islam. That was all by the power of Allah, and Allah chose the Arabs because of His great wisdom. That this is the nation to choose and give my mission, the final mission of mankind reaching Jannat was given to them. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُبْدِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. یہ برائے اللہ کی ہے, دیتا ہے جس کو چاہے. This is the greatness and the kindness of Allah, and He gives it to whomsoever He wants to. Whomever Allah wants to bless with this mission of deen, He blesses those people. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala did not only bless them, but Allah is وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. اور اللہ کا فضل برا ہے. And Allah's graces are very kind. Whoever wants to open his heart and begs of Allah that, oh Allah, show your kindness to me also. Choose me also for deen. Choose my children, my family for deen. Allah will choose them. Allah, it's not that now He chose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from amongst the Arabs, and He sent them to the Arabs and the other people, and that now it's complete, the door is closed. No, the door is still wide open. Allah's fazl will come to whoever desires it and he begs of Allah. May Allah include us amongst them and make us beggars of that fazl of Allah Ta'ala.